Wrestling coverage on Thunder Country KIIC brought to you by Albia Brewing Company, by American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin, by Benton Place Apartments, and Boyle & Henderson, PC. Also by Sheraton Vision Center, Dan and Pat Johnson, by Eastern Iowa Tire, and Goffin Nash, Napa Auto Parts, by Harold Trailer Sales, and Jody McCoy, Hometown Realty, by the Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, and by Motor Inn of Knoxville, by People State Bank, Sinclair Tractor, Summers Car Credit, United Country Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate, by Wirtjes Concrete and your Albia Hy-Vee, by Belzer Equipment and Bluff Creek Archery, also by Double D Repair, First Iowa State Bank, GNP Insurance, Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods, Crazy Metal Art, McGriff's of Fremont and New Sharon, by Morton Buildings, Penn Central Mall, by Quality Ag, Southern Iowa Technologies, Tharp Funeral Home, William Penn University, and Zapital Spraying Service.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena, the 2018. This is Championship Side Wrestling here from Wells Fargo Arena. Joe Sinclair, along with Kevin Cochran, Travis Zapatil, and Joe Millage in the broadcast booth. And we're going to bring you these championship side matches here. First thing this morning, folks, it's going to be Class 2A and Class 3A. These are yesterday's winners. Excuse me. These are quarterfinal matches. The winners of this one will wrestle this afternoon for the chance to wrestle tomorrow night in the championship. If you lose here this morning, you will go back and wrestle somebody that yesterday had a first-round loss and then got the big W. And I was looking through the program, and we got some pretty good matchups coming up. Our very first match, folks, that we're going to bring you will be the match number one of the day, and that's going to be Matthew Lewis from Centerville against Colton Crawford. So that should be a pretty good matchup, Kevin.
Well, if Matthew wrestles like he did in this first one, I'm not sure if it's going to be. It's just interesting to see what's going to happen on the second day, of how the wrestlers adapted, if they got a good night's sleep, are they prepared to go today. But we've got a good round here in Class 2A, and I think we're going to be bringing you the national anthem here in just shortly. Yeah. And we will be underway immediately, and so we're going to go. This morning session, I believe, is Class 2A and 3A.
So
we'll
It will be a barn burner day today, folks. This first session, we're going to be with you for 4 hours. Then we've got a 3.5-hour session, the second one, followed by another 3.5-hour session tonight. So it's going to be wall-to-wall coverage here on 96.7 for 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling here at Wells Fargo. And we're going to bring you our national anthem right now. They just do better and better every time with our national anthem. That was really good. Hey, Kevin, one thing I was looking at on Wes Cummings' match yesterday, he got beaten by fall in 6 minutes. The time of the fall was 6 minutes exactly.
That'd be the match over. Shouldn't it be 5:59?
That's what I was thinking. But if you look at Wes Cummings from PCM, he lost by fall in 6 minutes. So the official must have slapped him out at the exact same time that the time expired?
Well, see, it's all done by track wrestling. So officially, if it was 5 minutes, 59 seconds, .72, it probably goes to 6 minutes.
Gotcha.
It'll round up to 6 minutes.
Hey, we're going to be right away here, folks. Here we go.
And we got Matthew Lewis right on mat number one here. And he immediately already gets in and gets the takedown as he leads by a score of 2-0.
Got right in there.
That's where he's good at. He is good on his feet, and that's where he is comfortable with and likes to be in that position. And he has got a bar in and trying to ride him tough and get him turned. And he's got him tight there, Joe. He's got a half in. He's getting turned over. He's going to be getting back points right here.
Well, you leave it right there with that match, and I will bring the Nate Genoboa. Genobana, he is going to be coming out right now against Hansen from, and there we go.
Well, we're just waiting to see if he's going to get the fall. He has him on his back, still has a minute and 5 left. Has him tight. He gets the 3-point near fall, and he does let him come back up. He's going to try to get another one. What, Matt, we got Giovanna on. It looks like mat number 8 right
he's
here.
Right down here on mat number 8. No score in this one with Genobana. And they are announcing Genobana. And now it's going to be a takedown in here for Koltoff. So Koltoff takes the lead 2-0 over Genobana for Centerville. And now reversal makes it 2-2. So we've got a 2-2 score. Good action here at 113 pounds. Genobana from Centerville here in the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth from Wells Fargo Arena.
Hey, Matthew Lewis over here has got him on his back. His opponent, who is Colton Crawford, and got him on his back again. He's already got the, I believe, a 3 count already. And he gets the pin. Matthew Lewis gets the pin with 9 seconds left. A 1 minute, 51-second fall for Matthew Lewis. He's going to advance to the semifinals. Only a freshman for the Centerville Big Reds. That's one of 3 remaining wrestlers the Centerville Big Reds has. And how are we doing with Nathaniel Giovanna at 113?
We have exchanged 3 reversals, and we've got a 4-4 score right now. Genobana is on the bottom as time expires in the, well, I guess there's 1 second left. He calls a stalemate, but it's going to be 4-4.
Will Lewis wrestle later today, Booth?
Yeah, Lewis. Yes. Lewis will, the winners of these will wrestle in the last session of the day, which will be their semifinal match, and that'll be all classes on our last session of the day. All classes will have their semifinals and pairings set up for tomorrow's medal matches. We're going to start the second period. It'll be Genobana covering, and Koltoff gets a stand up, and Genobana locks his hands, and that's going to be a penalty point that will untie this thing. It's going to be 5-4 after the 1 penalty point locking hands against Genobana. So you got Nate Genobana trailing now 5-4. We reset it at the center of the match.
Just real quick on the reset, Matt Lewis, congratulations.
Thanks.
That looked easy.
I had a job to get done and I did it.
What are you going to do the rest? You've got to wrestle again later.
Score as many points as I can and wrestle tough.
And you've got a teammate out on the mat right now.
Yeah. He should dominate if he wrestles his match. So.
A lot of fans cheering you on back home.
Yeah.
That's the first smile we got out of him today. All right, that's Matt Lewis. We'll send it back up to the booth. I'm no Russ Oker, but we'll send it back to you guys upstairs.
We got Taylor Koltoff. He's out here against Nathan Genobana, and Koltoff gets a reversal here. Nifty little sit-out switch there, and Genobana couldn't grab that trailing arm, and it is 7-4 now. Genobana trailing here. There are 46 seconds left in the second period. Now Genobana gets to stand up, gets loose. 5-7. Takedown here for Genobana. Keep tied up. There are 40 seconds left in this second period. I want to thank everybody for listening in here on 96.7. There's a front headlock being applied now by Koltoff. Genobana tries to get in on a single, but Koltoff spins around with that front headlock, turns it into an outside cradle, and gets the 2 points for the takedown. 9-5 now. Genobana for Centerville trailing in this 113-pound quarterfinal match. And I believe...
Joe, if you're, are we watching mat 8 here?
Mat 8.
Right, mat 8. And Giovanna's green. So Giovanna is leading by a score of 9-5. If I've got it right.
No, he is... Genobana is red.
Look at his leg band.
Gina Bonna has the green band.
You're absolutely right.
So Gina Bonna's in late here by a score of 9-5. Please text us on the text hotline. We've got one coming in here. You guys do a great job. Appreciate it. Said they'd like to request us to bring his grandson matches, Nick and Zach Oldham. Ron Oldham.
Well, it is Gino Bonna dominating, and he's got a silver singlet on, and I was just going without the binoculars, going for the black and red singlet, and the black and red singlet does not belong to Gino Bonna. He's got the silver singlet on. So the big reds are wearing silver today. Yeah. Hey, apologize to everybody back home in Centerville.
Hey, we're going to be looking for Aiden Reeves here coming up very shortly as he's going to be taking the mat against Jake Thompson. We'll let you know when he gets called, but he should be coming up here shortly. They don't have the matches up here on the big screen like they did yesterday yet to let us know the bout numbers.
Well, the other thing that, when you're looking at him, you know that the bottom number is red. The bottom wrestler is green. So you look out on the big scoreboard, you can see that if they have it lit up. But we're looking for match 21-80 for Aiden Reeves. Gino Bonna now with the near fall makes it 11-5. And he is dominating here in the third period. Gino Bonna in the big red silver singlet, taking care of business for the Centerville Big Reds. Want to thank the folks at Eastern Iowa Tire helping bring this match to us, along with Jody McCoy at Hometown Realty, United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate, and Centerville Produce. Centerville sponsors here. And Gino Bonna racking up some back points now, and he might join Matthew Lewis with the pin. He has got him stacked up right now with a reverse half. And there's the pin for Gino Bonna. Gino Bonna gets the pin for the Big Reds. They are moving right on up. All right, way to go. Nathaniel Gino Bonna gets the pin for the Big Reds.
That's a good start for the Big Reds here. Gino Bonna, only another freshman. I mean, another freshman for Centerville, a couple of freshmen here that I think we're going to be calling their names for the next 3 years, Joe.
That is absolutely right. And I'm looking down here on the mats for bout number 2180. See if we can get that out. We got 2179 on mat four.
Mat number five, Joe.
Mat number five, we're going to have it. All right. Okay, here comes Aiden Reeves for Albia. He's got a tough opponent. That Thompson, only two losses on his season. And one of our feature matchups here today, it's Aiden Reeves out on the mat. And Reeves with front headlock. Drops down to a single leg. Takes down Thompson, 2-0. Reeves on top. Now Reeves working a chicken wing on the right-hand side. A lot of times Aiden Reeves will just cut that kid and let him right back up. Showing a lot of respect here to Thompson from Union LaPorte City. Now he cuts him. 2-1 the score at the edge of the mat. They go off outside the circle, and we'll reset it to the center of the mat with a minute 37 to go. 2-1 your score. Aiden Reeves from Albia on top. Thanks for listening in here on 96.7. Your classic country coverage. There's another front headlock to a single leg by Reeves. Reeves gets behind. It scores the two-point takedown. 4-1 your score now. Reeves on top. Now he's got the head in the hole. He's got deep waist right on the left-hand side. Works the head in the hole. Now pulls the arm back behind. He's working on the right side, still back on the hips. Aiden Reeves now puts a chicken wing in on the right side, bars the arm on the left, rolls it up. Good job there by Thompson. Posting the opposite side leg. Now Reeves tries a half Nelson on the left-hand side, right near the edge of the circle again. Looks like we're going to go off the mat out of bounds. No, Reeves pulls him back on, casts over. And Thompson really broken down hard here and having a lot of trouble with Aiden Reeves. Aiden Reeves working hard on top, trying to get that pin.
No, Reeves is just so tough on his feet. He's got a couple takedowns here, 38 seconds. I'm surprised he hasn't cut him and tried to get another one just to extend that lead a little bit. And he does. He lets him up right here. They're going to go on their feet to start with 37 seconds left.
On mat number five next, it will be Kozlerich. So he'll be the next mat up, so you keep an eye for that bout. That is going to be bout number
2184. He is getting ready to check in at the table.
All right.
Real quick down here, Nate Gino Bonna, congratulations.
Thanks.
And what was your strategy going in this morning?
I was just trying to keep him, move my feet, get to my ties, go to my shots. Since I didn't do them in the first round, I felt sluggish in my first round. I want to prove to everybody that I could be a state champion this year.
Well, you're on your way, my friend. Back up to the booth. Thanks a lot, Nate. Two for two so far this morning. Back up to you.
We've got to hear Aiden Reeves now. We'll go to the second period. He gave up a couple of escapes, cut him a couple times, but he took him down three times, has a four-point lead, 6-2 for Aiden Reeves in his quarterfinal match at 120 pounds on his quest to climb the podium again for the second consecutive year.
And we've got Caden Kozarich on mat number three. His opponent today is Cole Hansen from Atlantic, 43-8 senior. So Kozarich trying to do what the other two younger Big Reds have done, and that's win here in the quarterfinals. Kozarich gets around, but still no takedown yet, and they do go out of bounds. They're going to be both on their feet. But, yeah, comparable records here. Kozarich 40-5 on the year, and I don't think these guys have seen each other throughout the year. And, Joe, you know, when we start talking matchups and things like that, it comes down to whose style is going to be comparable to whose style and, you know, who you've wrestled. And so when you get up to this level, you really don't know exactly – you know, what your opponent's going to do because there's such a variety of wrestlers all across from the state.
Yeah, styles, body types. We're seeing a takedown clinic down here for Aiden Reeves. He gets another one, makes a score 8-2. They go off the mat out of bounds. Reeves is going to just cut him to start on the restart after going off the mat, and it's 8-3 now. So three escapes for Union LaPorte City, and now the fifth takedown, 10 points for Aiden Reeves. 10-3 your score, and we are right at the edge of the mat wrestling.
Kyle Kozarich did a nice job of trying to get away. Cole Hansen was in on a single leg, and as they go out of bounds, nothing awarded, and they go back to center of the mat. Still a 0-0 score with 45 seconds here left in the first.
And we're going to have to do three things at once pretty soon unless one of our wrestlers that we're featuring right now gets pinned, because I believe the next matchup is going to be Gabe Ripke from Sheridan going up against Robertson. That's Matt Robertson from Algona. Right now, Aiden Reeves putting on the takedown clinic. Goes off the mat with a 10-4 score on their feet. We'll start it back at the center of the mat. Reeves hasn't been taken down yet this year. He's looking tough out there. Drops levels. Tries to get hand control. Gets his hand control. Now works in on a single leg. Nice little ankle pick there for Reeves. Gets the two-point takedown. The score is now 12-4. It's an eight-point advantage for Albia's Aiden Reeves here in the 120-pound quarterfinal match. Bringing it live to you here, folks, from the good folks at Belzer Equipment and Bluff Creek Archery at Wells Fargo Arena. I want to thank everybody for listening in on 96.7. Tell your friends about it. This is quarterfinals action here live from Wells Fargo Arena. The Class 2A wrestlers are on the mat. We got Aiden Reeves at 120 with a 12-4 advantage. No score over here for Kozarich as they go to the second period. And what happened in that first period there, Kevin?
Well, just a lot of action, no scoring several times going off the mat. Right now, though, Cole Hansen looks like he chose down, and he gets up and gets the escape to take the lead by a score of 1-0. But we'll see if we can't get a takedown here for Kozarich. But we've got... We're sitting here broadcasting from the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth, and we just got a text in listening from Sinclair Tractor in Sigourney.
All right, so those folks are bringing it in Sigourney.
And we'll bring you the Mason Dye and Caleb Reeves here later today as they'll try to advance in their quarterfinal match.
And we got Ripke coming up on mat two, so we got three things to look at right now. Ripke comes out on mat two. He's got Davenport Assumption as his opponent. They're strapping on the leg bands. It'll be Ripke in the red for the Sheraton Chargers against Davenport Assumption. Meanwhile, Aiden Reeves will start the third period on his feet against his Union LaPorte City opponent. Reeves has got a 12-4 lead.
Well, Kane Kozarich got in on a nice single leg, and he gets a takedown to go up 2-1, and then Hansen stands up, and Kozarich just kind of immediately cuts him. So we're at a dog knot 2-2 tie. 45 seconds left here in the second period.
Aiden Reeves is now exchanging takedowns and escapes. He takes him down, lets him up, takes him down, lets him up. Right now the score is 16-6. Aiden Reeves on top with a minute to go in his 120-pound quarterfinal match. A 10-point advantage for Aiden Reeves. He's got eight takedowns to go against six escapes.
A few folks asking when Landgrebe is going to wrestle again.
Landgrebe will wrestle the loser of one of the... I think he will actually wrestle the loser of the match that we're watching right now with Aiden Reeves. I believe that'll be the match that he that he wrestles.
Well, like about an hour or so from
now.
Yeah.
45 minutes
the next round.
Or an hour, yep. Yep. The winners of these will advance to the semifinals this afternoon. The losers will go down to the consolation side, and they will wrestle whoever lost their first match yesterday on the opposite of the bracket and then won their second one. So Aiden Reeves right now with a 16-6 advantage on his feet. Gabe Ripke is still on his feet. No score in that one, first period action.
And hey, Caden Kozarich, Joe Millage makes me start looking down, looking at the bracket, see when who's going to be wrestling. And I look back up, it's 7-2 in favor of Kozarich. He must have had a takedown feet-to-back situation and got three-point near fall at the end of the second period. So we're in the third period with 1:37 left here, and Kozarich leads Hansen by a score of 7-2.
Gabe Ripke now is in on a single leg, and he will get the escape after being taken down. 2-1 will be the score going to the second period. Ripke trailing, Davenport Assumption in that one. Another takedown for Aiden Reeves makes the score 20-9, an 11-point advantage as time expires. Aiden Reeves advances to the semifinals this afternoon for the Albia Blue Demons.
Now, he is a technician on his feet, isn't he?
Has 20 points this year. Yeah, 20 points, 10 takedowns to go against, looks like, 9 escapes. He gave up 9 escapes, which they weren't really escapes. They were here. Get away from me so I can take you down again. All right, Gabe Ripke is going to start second period in the down position for Sheraton. Now, Ripke tries to stand up just underway
what
second mat, period.
What mat is he on? I'm going to head that way.
Ripke is on mat number 2. And Aiden Reeves just exited out the south tunnel here from mat number 5.
Yeah, Travis has got him here shortly.
Hey, and hey, Joe, can you hear me?
Got you loud and clear, Travis. You got Aiden?
Coach Winger here. Coach, Aiden come out here, had a quality opponent, but on his offense, and scores 20 points.
Yeah, that's what we asked him to do. We're not changing anything right now with him, so riding the horse that got us here, so... Really, the only thing that we've talked to him about is not letting other guys slow him down. So if he stays on his offense, he's awfully hard to stop. So just staying busy.
Yeah, I did see there at the 15 seconds left to go in the third period, he got taken down, and that's the second time now he's been taken down all year.
Yeah, we'll let him know about that. So we'll hammer on him a little bit just to have fun. He needs stuff to happen to keep him on. So making sure that we want to score the last point.
Yeah, congratulations. Now you got to get ready with Ben Mason to come out here this morning. Yet.
Yeah, our focus goes to Ben now, and yeah, we got a tough opponent there, but we got that if things don't go our way, we have to have him ready to wrestle that blood round match. So we'll keep him focused too. He's been in a really, really good spot mentally, so I think we're in good shape there.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
All right, bringing it back here, Caden Kozarich ends his match. He wins by a score of 9-5. Got a takedown. I think he gave up a takedown there towards the end. But a 9-5 winner. Centerville 3-for-3 on the day in the quarterfinals. Albia's got a win. We have not lost a match yet.
Well, we had a little bit of bad luck here with Gabe Ripke. Gabe was in a scramble situation, tried to stand up, and whipped a Granby roll against his Davenport Assumption opponent, got caught. And in 2 minutes and 54 seconds, call the pin for Davenport Assumption. Gabe Ripke is pinned in his quarterfinal match, so he'll go down to the consolation side, try to get a great big W here for the Sheraton Chargers so that he will stand on the medal stand on Saturday. Yep, and that was a really tight match. It was 2-1, and Ripke was on the bottom. It looked like he was going to get out with a stand-up and then dropped down, hit that Granby roll, and just got caught and was pinned in the second period. But he should be fresh for his consolation side match, and we'll get those matches all wrapped up for you, bring them to you. Boy, there's going to be a lot of good wrestling here. Class 2A feature matches, there's been a couple good ones at 120 pounds. That Casey Baker against Cale Happel. Who was on top on that one?
That's in...
Oh, that's
that'd be class 1A.
Class 1A.
But we're going to have our next match, feature match, is going to be probably Lucas Rowland of PCM, and then we got Jaron Trausch of PCM and Ben Mason of Albia coming up here, 170, 182, 195. So, Joe, I'm going to try to figure out who.
Got Coach Matt Johnson here. Matt, come out here this morning, 3 for 3.
Yeah, it couldn't have gone any better. I mean, 2 falls and then a decision where we pretty much handled the guy. Couldn't be happier for those 3 boys, and I know that they're going to be excited for the semis this afternoon.
Yeah, tell us, what did you see this morning with your boys, and anything that you need to work on before the semifinals?
Nothing really to work on. I mean, we constantly need to just do what we do. Don't worry about what your opponent does. Ride the horse that got you here. Get to your position. Score your points. And above all, you go out to win matches. Don't even worry about losing. You go out to win. And all 3 of them did that today.
Wrestle to win.
Wrestle to win.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
All right. We're going to bring it back here. I'm just trying to see who some of these other wrestlers will be wrestling. Looks like Matthew Lewis is going to have Benjamin Schmitz in the semifinals. Nathaniel Giovanna is going to have Kane Loonsman, another freshman, 48-1 on the year. So the matches get tougher every round here, Joe.
Absolutely. I think that Landgrebe is going to have Curtis Krieger from Odebolt Arthur. He was wrestling against Caleb Fuseli. I believe Fuseli from Center Point Urbana advanced on that one. I'll give you that here in just a second. For Landgrebe. And a lot of times, folks, if you're just tuning in, the format here is we're on the championship side right now. These wrestlers will wrestle to winner will go to the semifinals. The loser goes down to the backside, and he's going to wrestle somebody that's fresh, that has not wrestled today. He's going to wrestle somebody that lost the first round and then got a win in the consolation side. So a lot of times you'll see a kid that's had a big, tough match go down there to the consolation side, maybe wrestle a kid that he wouldn't beat in a Thursday night duel, but you got one kid that's maybe fatigued, worked real hard, and got beat, and then comes down to the consolation side, a fresh kid gets him.
Yeah, it looks like Landgrebe is going to be wrestling Curtis Krieger of OABC, and those matches will be immediately after this round. They'll go right into the wrestlebacks, and then we'll go right into Class 3A quarterfinals and consolation round. There's half as many matches in this round as what we broadcasted yesterday. We have 25% of the wrestlers that are done, and this round following the quarterfinals is another do-or-die situation where it's loss number 2, and the loser of the next round
is done
for the tournament.
Absolutely.
Then we will be down to 50% of the wrestlers, 8 wrestlers left, and those will be the 8 that will be on the stand.
The 8 that will stand on the medal stand this afternoon, we'll set it up for you. Who's going to wrestle for what? You'll have your semifinals, and then, you know, it's going to be a ton of fun. Bringing it to you live here on 96.7. I want to thank everybody for listening in. You can catch us on www.kiicradio.com. If you want to listen from your office or your mobile device, you can download that Thunderbolt app and catch us on that. We got great technology, and one of our sponsors is Southern Iowa Technologies. They'll help you to protect your livestock, your property, or just your family with the latest security camera technology. Southern Iowa Technologies will install a system that's perfect for your farm, home, or business. Trust the company that's trusted by some of the largest employers and schools in the area. Southern Iowa Technologies. They're a proud sponsor of the KIIC text line for the last 10 years, and that text line number is 641-799-1437, and that's Jason Summers' personal cell phone. So all you girls that want to send something special for Jason, just send it right along, and he will be able to receive it. That's 641-799-1437.
Hey, we've got Albia Preschool and Daycare. They're listening in. Over there in Albia, we got Go Big Reds, Hammered Down, Full Throttle from Sinclair Tractor in Centerville. And then we got Go Big Reds. I'm sitting in my truck in front of my office listening to you guys. Great job on KIIC crew. State Wrestling Tournament means in about 1 month, he's going to be getting his butt kicked by me on the golf course.
I wonder who that is.
And I think I read that just the way it was typed there, Joe.
Tenderizing. I think that's what the actual word was. Hey, we're going to have Trouse coming out here at 182 pounds in a little bit, and Roland at 170. Those are Prairie City Monroe Mustangs that are going to be coming at you. We also got Isaac Judge at 152, and he'll be out in just a minute. He's a South Tama County wrestler, our big old 96.7 footprint reaches all the way up there. And we're going to bring all this action here live from Wells Fargo Arena. Want to thank the Friends of Albia Schools for helping sponsor. If you're considering opening and enrolling your student for next year, you should put the Albia Schools at the top of your list. Their academics are second to none. They offer college partnership programs with Indian Hills Community College. They've got coding courses, reading recovery, and strong special education programs. March 1st is the open enrollment deadline. Pick up the forms now at the Albia High School Administration Office. Friends of Albia Schools, proud to sponsor wrestling on KIIC. All right. We've got a lot of other good sponsors. How about the folks at Penn Central Mall? They're helping with sponsorship. I want to thank them up there in Oskaloosa. Also, Tharp Funeral Home and Zathel Spraying Service, along with Care Initiatives, Oakwood Specialty Care. Great sponsors here. Want to make sure that we get them all in, because without their support, we wouldn't be able to be here and bring you all this great wrestling action here live from Wells Fargo Arena. Those of you that are loving that classic country sound and like the break from that good country music, we are bringing it to you here with this broadcast from Wells Fargo Arena. It's quarterfinal action, championship side here, Class 2A, from Wells Fargo at the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Right now, we're working our way through these 38 and 45-pound matches, and we're just now getting the 152-pounders out there.
And we just had somebody text in, where can I get the brackets online? That's a good question. We probably the easiest way to get the brackets online, you can go to the Iowa High School Athletic Association website, www.iahsaa.org. Click on the wrestling link, and there will be, it'll say tournament, state tournament hub at track wrestling. Click on that track wrestling link, and you can follow the 3A brackets, the 2A brackets, the 1A brackets, and team results, team scores, everything that the tournament, that basically that's where we're pulling information from right now is through track wrestling. And the easiest way to get through it is the Iowa High School Athletic Association website.
All right. Just in a moment, we're going to have Isaac Judge from South Tama County coming out. We'll bring you that match live on 96.7. He's going to be going up against Dylan Korsh from Charles City. Korsh from Charles City has a 32-7 record.
And Joe, for folks that are just arriving at work or just now tuning in, give us a recap of what we saw this morning.
Well, we have seen a big red train rolling, Kevin. Three for three. To the semis. Yep. And we also saw Aiden Reeves. So at 106 pounds, Matthew Lewis gets the pin for the Big Reds. He will be in the championship. You got Nathaniel Genobana. He was dominating in his performance against Remington Hansen from Hansen, but just a freshman, and Genobana got past him. He had Aiden Reeves with a big win at 120 pounds over Thompson from Union LaPorte City. And then Kozricks from Centerville at 126 pounds, he advances to the championship as well. A little bit of hard luck there for Gabe Ripke from Sheridan. He was in a tight match, and in the second period got caught in a Granby roll and was pinned in the second period for Sheridan. So he'll drop down to the consolation side, and he will be wrestling Hoger. That Hoger kid, Rand Hoger, is a junior, 32-11 on his season. So Ripke will be working on the consolation side against Hoger.
And Joe, folks that are listening on the radio that have to get a picture painted for them of our booth space here, you know, we've got the Batwing 1, Batwing 2 antennas out here. We've got one of the largest booths here at Wells Fargo Arena. But over here to my right is none other than Jamie Brockman, and he's been in our booth. One thing we haven't ever mentioned is that KIIC was asked by the Iowa High School Sports Network this year to do the hourly updates. And so for the last 3 days here, two and a half days, Jamie Brockman has been doing the hourly updates on the Iowa High School Sports Network, and he's doing that right now. I'll just tune into him.
A winner by fall over number nine ranked Sam Nelson.
So that's Jamie doing the updates. KIIC responsible this year for the Iowa High School Sports Network hourly updates. So we thank Jamie here in your booth just to your right.
Oh, yeah. It's a busy place up here, folks. There's looks like I'm looking at three laptop computers, a tablet. Everybody's got their cell phone going. And then there's a tablet and a laptop behind me. There's enough wires to make, if it was spaghetti, we could feed every church in Albia, Moravia, and Eddyville.
We should just have a spaghetti supper after we're all done.
Yeah. Well, we got South Tama County's Isaac Judge out there right now, and he's just wrapping up his first period of action on mat number 7, and he takes a neutral position, and he's comfortable on his feet. He's gotten 3 takedowns in the first period, given up a couple of escapes, and he leads by the score of 6-2 as he starts his second period. He's in on a single leg, has his head on the inside, very good textbook single leg position, elevates that leg, does the old bunny hop, gets the trip, and doesn't quite get him taken down yet. Nice job there with a whizzer as he's taking his opponent to the mat. He's still in there deep on that single leg. He leads 6-2. That's Isaac Judge from South Tama County. Now he gets his head to the outside. Good job there at 152 pounds by Korsh from Charles City with the whizzer still being applied. Judge now hips him off the mat and will go back to the center of the mat, still neutral at 152 pounds. This is Isaac Judge from South Tama County. I'm going to bring you that one. Pretty soon we're going to have a 170-pounder out here for Prairie City. That is going to be Lucas Rowland. And then 182 pounds for Prairie City, it'll be Jaron Trausch. Those will be our feature matches here on the championship side for the next few minutes.
And, hey, Jamie Brockman, we were just talking about you on the radio a second ago. You're over here. You've been one busy boy over here.
Yeah, you've got me tracking the entire, not just certain wrestlers, the entire tournament for the Iowa High School Sports Network. So, yeah, I've been on my toes, and I've been keeping track of every single match this entire tournament. So, yeah.
Folks can go out to the Iowa High School Sports Network webpage, IHSSN, Iowa High School Sports Network, and click on live coverage, and then you'll see where the hourly updates are powered by Thunder Country KIIC. And maybe you didn't know what you'd signed up for, Jamie, when we asked you to do this for us.
I don't know. I'm going to have to ask for a raise next year, I'll tell you that. But it's an honor to be up here with you guys. And I tell you, if they could see behind the scenes up here with Coach Cochran and Joe, it's a pretty crazy scene up here. These guys have fun doing what they do, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else than right here.
Absolutely. You've covered wrestling for a lot of years, and this is just quite an experience that you almost can't really convey to the listener.
No, and it just gets better day by day. You know, today you can start to feel the intensity a little more because you're into the you're trying to get to the semifinals, and then when we get to tonight, you know, that's when it really heats up because now you're punching your ticket to the finals on Saturday. You're in the medal rounds. It's exciting, and the place gets fuller and fuller round by round. And if you're coming tonight or tomorrow, you might want to plan for about 3 hours travel time to get here just into the parking lot.
Absolutely. All right, Jamie, thanks for being up here in the booth. Thanks for doing the Iowa High School Sports Network updates hourly for us on behalf of Thunder Country. And Joe, I think you're back to wrestling.
You bet. We've got Isaac Judge out here on the mat. He's going to be in the down position to start the third period. While you were doing that great interview with our esteemed colleague, he got a takedown, and now he gets an escape, so it is a 9-2 advantage for Isaac Judge for South Tama County. Now we're moving up into the 160-pound wrestlers. 152-pound Judge has a 7-2 lead, and I believe at 160, the feature match, we do not have a feature match for you at 2A 160. At 170, we will have Lucas Rowland coming for you. So Judge from South Tama County now in on a single leg, trying to extend his lead to 11-2 and get the major decision.
We've got a lot of matches here that are going to be in the wrestle backs, but just trying to look at, I'm trying to do some data analysis here on these semifinal matches. Looks like Matthew Lewis is going to have Benjamin Schmitz. He's a number 8 ranked wrestler, but Lewis is number 2. Nathaniel Giovanna is going to have Kane Lunesman. He's the number 2 ranked wrestler. Giovanna, I believe, is number 5. Aiden Reeves, is going to have Caleb Fusely from Center Point Urbana. He's the 5th ranked wrestler. And Caden Kozarich is going to have Shea Ruffage, the number 2 ranked wrestler. So you know, these matches are going to come down. These are going to be these matches that we really enjoy watching. They're going to come down to the wire. It is, and it's like you're punching your ticket to the finals. And if you can win here this afternoon in them semifinals, it is – I don't know. I just can't even describe it because you're in the finals, and then you get to sit around and you get to watch the rest of the time, and then you get to walk in that grand march looking at everybody. Everybody else that's walking with you has pretty much already wrestled, and you're the premier match of the night. I mean, it is cool.
Oh, yeah, and we'll bring Alty here on 96.7. Meanwhile, we've got Isaac Judge at 152 pounds for South Tama County. Going to get the big major decision. He wins by the score of 11-3. He did get that third period takedown and cut him just as time expired. 11-3. So Judge will be a semifinalist for the South Tama County. I believe they're the Trojans, aren't they? I think that's what they call themselves. We'll have to ask our newspaper man. That's where he went to high school. Yep. Going to have to put my glasses on to read this. Oh, yeah, we had a request to follow Ryan Fuller, and we will call Ryan Fuller. He is a heavyweight, and that's from Maridel Folkerts. Hey, Maridel. Maridel was, like, the best when I was wrestling back in the 80s. Her sons wrestled with me. That was Tim and Troy and Todd, and we had a blast. Maridel would always have the best snacks. You could count on the best pictures would be Connie Sennett and Judy Van Polen. But the best snacks was definitely Maridel Folkerts. She took care of us. Hey, shouting out to all those 1980s moms and the moms of today. It is a family event when you have a son wrestling. It's a big deal, and it's a ton of fun. It is a ton of fun.
We've got good luck to all the Big Reds and all the local wrestlers from Hall Engineering Company there in Centerville listening in. Another one sitting in my class, go Big Reds. Maybe you need to be paying more attention to your teacher right now. Well, you know what? Maybe he does need to be paying more attention to KIIC, I suppose, if he's listening in during class. And I have a feeling we got another one there. Nathaniel, I'm assuming Nathaniel Giovanna is a god.
Must be his girlfriend.
No, I think it's my nephew. So they're up there in section 305 watching today. But, yeah, we should be getting ready here for Lucas Rowland at 170.
That is bout number 2208, and that'll be the next one. It's going to be on
mat number seven.
Mat number seven. So
I want to bring that, Joe. I'm going to keep trying to get updates here from the brackets.
All right.
So we can get ready for these wrestlebacks.
Rowland straps on the red leg band. He's out there competing for Prairie City, and he's got a West Delaware opponent, and nifty little single leg, and gets around, gets behind, and it is a two-point takedown for Lucas Rowland from Prairie City Monroe. His teammate Jaron Trouse will be wrestling momentarily as well. And then we're going to have Ben Mason. So three of them loading up. We have time to talk, and then everything's busy. Here's an escape here at 170 pounds for Newhouse from West Delaware. Makes the score 2-1 at 170 pounds. Quarterfinal action. Rowland from Prairie City leads 2-1. 2-1 that match. And we're going to be looking for bout number 2214. That's a 195-pounder. Ben Mason against Esmail.
Also bring you Jaron Trouse. He is on mat number 6. 2210 at 182 pounds. They're just underway, about a minute in. And Trouse gets thrown to his back from his Red Oak opponent. That'd be Thomas Bentley. And Thomas Bentley gets the fall over Trouse. I think Trouse was stunned.
He's got his head down like
just
he was
a shot,
stunned.
And he caught him on, I think, like a cow catcher and took him right to his back and gets the pin. And Trouse will be having to regroup and wrestle again here in about 45 minutes.
Lucas Rowland's having better luck. Right at the end of the first period, he gets in on a single leg, gets behind, and gets the two-point takedown. So at 170 pounds, Lucas Rowland leads 4-1, going to the second. He chooses the down position, immediately gets up, trying to get himself separated. He's got the stand-up. And right at the edge of the mat, he gets shoved off the mat by his West Delaware opponent, Newhouse. So Newhouse comes back to cover Lucas Rowland. We're just moments away, folks, from Ben Mason from Albia here in the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth. Going to have great sponsors bringing these matches to you all day, all week. It is great sponsors like Summers Car Credit and Tharp Funeral Home, proud sponsors of Southern Iowa Wrestling. Right now it's a stand-up by Lucas Rowland for Prairie City at 170 pounds, trying to bust out here. It is second period action with Rowland leading 4-1 for Prairie City. I want to thank all those folks listening in. I'm 96.7 up in Prairie City. Lucas Rowland had a couple of takedowns in the first period, one right at the end of the mat, end of the period. And now Rowland tries to sit out. That doesn't work, and actually gets broken down when he makes the turn. Now he gets back to his base. We are in the second period with 1 minute left in the second period. And a nice sit-out switch that time, and Rowland makes it work on the second time. Gets the reversal. Makes the score 6-1. PCM over West Delaware. Rowland at 170 is your leader. And we're going to have Ben Mason.
Mat number five. Oh, no, I'm sorry, mat number one.
Mat number one. So, Kevin, you keep us apprised there at 195 pounds, and I'll keep everybody updated at 170 with Prairie City's Lucas Rowland as he's counting through the final 30 ticks in the second period, enjoying a 6-1 advantage.
Got a text coming in, says, Roll Demon, Coach Huber.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Huber. Huber, before I gave up Chat Snap for Lent, always enjoyed his singing voice. He'd be feeding his cows on his tractor and singing along to the radio. Excellent singing voice for Coach Huber. Yep, I'm sure everybody that has him on Chat Snap would agree.
And you give that up.
I gave up Chat Snap. I'm still on Twitter, though. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I don't know what my Twitter handle is.
It's your AT&T password.
I had a guy tell me one time, that's an AT&T password. Hey, Ben Mason's just getting started here.
Yep, just underway. Kind of tries a shot. His opponent in there on a front headlock. Kind of has head in the hole and comes around. No points awarded yet, but it looks like he's got a cradle locked up on Mason. There's the 2 points awarded for the takedown. Ben Mason's opponents here, Bryce Esmull from West Liberty, the number one ranked wrestler in the state.
Oh, Mason's in trouble.
50
Mason's
and 0.
In trouble. Outside cradle. He's got locked up tight. Tight, tight. Ben Mason's going to get pinned in the first period. Call that pin in
41 seconds.
41 seconds.
Bryce Esmull, 51-0 on the year, number one ranked. Nobody's beat him all year.
Folks listening back home, that's not horrible. That is not horrible. Ben Mason only was on the mat for 41 seconds. You hate to see a fast pin, but he didn't expend the energy in a full six-minute match, and he's going to have to come down now and wrestle this Langley kid. Shiler Langley is 46-3 on the year, and Ben Mason will be wrestling him here in about an hour.
Well, and here's the, I mean, you bring up a good point. He didn't exert the energy. He's not wore down, because these guys that lose this round right now, they got to come right back and wrestle. And they're wrestling somebody that's been sitting here waiting, that's fresh, ready to go, and hasn't wrestled a match yet today. What makes this next round so interesting.
Yeah. So Shiler Langley from Bishop Heelan Catholic will be Ben Mason's next opponent. And you didn't miss anything at the 170-pound match while we brought you that pin here, because Lucas Rowland had some blood timeout going on there. But he's back on the mat competing again now at 170 pounds. He does enjoy a 6-2 lead, and now he cuts his opponent to make the score 6-3 to start the third period. So 6-3 is your score. Lucas Rowland on top of Newhouse from West Delaware, Manchester. West Delaware now on his feet. A shot in there by Rowland, a little bit too far, but he does a good job getting his hips back underneath of him, getting his feet under him again, and gets back to a neutral position. Good sprawl there by Newhouse, but couldn't quite flatten out Lucas Rowland. He had just enough of his hips left underneath of him to get his legs back up. So 6-3, still your score here. Quarterfinal action at Wells Fargo Arena, live wrestling at the 2018 Iowa High School Championships here from Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7 Prairie City Monroe, 170-pounder out there competing in the quarterfinals. He's in on a single leg right now. Good sprawl there by Newhouse from West Delaware. And this is a time-eating event, and when you're ahead by 3 points, getting rid of some clock is not all bad. So Roland in here now on that single leg. He's got his head on the inside, and he's going to try to switch to a double. His opponent, Newhouse, is reaching around behind, and now Newhouse has to give it up, and it's a two-point takedown for Lucas Roland, and he will advance with only, there's 17 seconds left. He's got a five-point lead, and he's on top in charge. It would take a reversal and near-fall points to tie this thing up for Newhouse, and now we got a potentially dangerous, and we're going to restart it at the center of the mat. 170-pounder Lucas Roland has 8 ticks left on the clock and a 5-point advantage.
All right, Joe, I'm sitting here looking at these brackets, trying to get these winner sides. I come across this name here of 2860 pounds, and how would you like to have this last name right here for a wrestler? His name is Coulter Bye. B-Y-E. Bye. I looked at that, I'm like, well, how'd that kid get a bye? No, it's Bye from Cedar Rapids.
That's his name.
Yeah, Bye.
He didn't score Bye. Hey, Lucas Rowan does advance to the semifinals. Congratulations there. Ryan Fuller will be bringing to you just a minute. He was only on the mat 20 seconds in his first round match. Here in the quarterfinals, he's going to be going up against Blake Bradley. So, Ryan Fuller. That is a 285-pound match that we'll bring to you here on 96.7. We aim to please.
Heavyweights coming up next.
Yep, we do have a couple of 220-pounders out there still competing. I want to thank the good folks at Eastern Iowa Tire in Centerville. They saw their 3 Centerville Big Reds wrestling today, all advanced to the semis. They say wrestle hard. Plant hard with farm hard rewards from Firestone. Right now at Eastern Iowa Tire in Centerville, you can get $100 off of all eligible radial and bias tires. They also have a store in Davis County Tire, and join them there for their Farmers Appreciation event on March 16th in Centerville. So March 16th is a Farmer Appreciation event at Eastern Iowa Tire. That's right on Highway 5 on the west side of the road.
So keep those texts coming in on the text hotline, 641-799-1437.
And we're going to bring you a 2A 285-pound match. It's going to be Fuller. That would be, get to the right, Ryan Fuller from SHBCLUW. I think that's Conrad. Yeah, that's Central Iowa. He's going to be going up against Wallert Dubuque's Blake Bradley. So, Wallert versus Fuller. Bradley from Wallert versus Fuller from Conrad. And that match is going to be the next one up.
You know, we still have some matches 22. To go here in this round, and we have the next round coming up. But as we talked about yesterday on that team score, and just here's kind of where we stand right now. South Tama County is actually in the lead with 34 points. West Liberty's in second with 31. New Hampton is in third. They're tied with Dubuque Wallert with 28. And tied for fifth is Davenport Assumption and Centerville. So those 3 wins were huge for Centerville. And that's where we said the farther you advance, the more points that you can score. And, you know, Centerville was in 24th starting this round, and they jumped from 24 to number 5. So we're going to keep you tuned into the team scores here. PCM is in ninth. Red Oak in seventh.
Fuller coming out of the mat now.
The only issue example for Centerville is that they have nobody wrestling in the next round, so they will not be able to score any points. And so if you have an Assumption or PCM or whoever that can score points there, they will take the place. But it's going to be a big semifinal round for these Class 2A wrestlers, and that's where we're going to see a change in that team score.
That is right. Looks like Fuller going to be coming out here. for the Storm. The Storm. He straps on the green leg band. Green's on the top, right? On top side of the bracket?
Well, with track wrestling, example, if the kid has a green singlet on and it assigns him red, they can make that change at the table so it's easier for the official, and they can do that. So it really doesn't matter top or bottom.
What's track wrestling say about this match here? Because I'm unfamiliar with either wrestler's singlet, but I would assume...
What, Matt?
It's Matt number 7. I would assume that the Storm wouldn't be the Catholic school. That's an assumption. There's Ryan Fuller. The Storm gets taken down here. Yeah, that's definitely Fuller gets taken down. His opponent from Wallert, working a butcher now, scores 2-0. And it is Bradley on top of that one. Now we get an equipment timeout here. Ryan Fuller's headgear got down into his mouth. Official stops it. We reset it at the center of the mat. Now Fuller's going to readjust his leg band, the green leg band. Fuller gets set. And he's covered. That is about number 22. Oh, a nice job here by Bradley here with a chicken wing in on the left-hand side. Puts a half in on the right. That gives up the half, works that chicken wing, but a good job by Fuller. Posting the opposite leg, wipes that chicken wing off, and now trying to get to his base. Bradley working hard on top with the butcher now. Fuller gets to his base. Bradley with the butcher, stand up by Fuller. Now Bradley gets back around behind, gets on the hips of Fuller. Fuller still on his base, trying to swim out. 285-pounders here. Fuller and Bradley. These are the 285-pounders. I believe we're going to have some, probably go straight to Class 3A, 106, after these 285-pound matches are completed. Right now we got Bradley from Dubuque Wallert working a butcher out front. He's way out front. Almost gets Fuller over onto his back, but with 6 seconds to go, Fuller gets back onto his base. He's on his base, and now time expires in the first period. We'll go to the second period. Fuller trailing 2-0. The score now. Fuller has his choice. He takes neutral. So the wrestlers will start on their feet at 285 pounds. This is a quarterfinal match here. Winner of this one goes to the semis. So Ryan Fuller from Conrad, Iowa. Listening in is Maridel Folkerts. Got great action here coming to you all day, folks. This is the longest day of the whole tournament. We got a 4-hour session coming to you right now. Started at 9. We won't get done until 1 this afternoon. Then we'll fire it back up for a couple of 3.5-hour sessions. So, folks, you're going to get 11 lovely hours of wall-to-wall wrestling broadcast.
Well, here's a text coming in. Says, great job, guys. Says, still misses Coach Cochran watching me coach, I guess. He said 10 years ago at the state wrestling tournament meet. Says, because... you were coaching when I met my husband. Wrestling is still a family sport. And that's from my sister listening in at Cook Insurance.
All right.
Toad and Susan Sales.
Hey, it's Friday, folks. Fridays during Lent, the Albion Knights of Columbus has the best fish fry in Iowa. Knights of Columbus Hall at 5 o'clock tonight if you want to get
the best one.
A whole catfish.
The best one.
The best whole catfish that money can buy. And if you don't like whole catfish, you can get cod or catfish fillets.
Well,
only at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Albia, Iowa. It's all the fixings.
I would say the Knights of Columbus in Centerville might argue with that.
The Knights of Columbus in Centerville can argue, but we replace the grease not after every day, after every fish.
After every
it's
fish.
Fresh at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Albia. Hey, right now we got a 4-1 score, and it is 285-pounder from Dubuque Wallert on top of the Conrad 285-pounder Fuller, And we will continue this debate on whose fish is the best, KC's in Centerville or the KC's.
Well, you know, there's
Albion.
Only really one way to solve it. We got to go eat them at both places.
Next week we can, but this week we got to be up here. Hey, you know, that might be something that someone can do. Someone in Albia eat at 5 o'clock at the KC Hall in Albia, then race down to Centerville and sample theirs, or someone in Centerville do the same, and we'll have an unbiased
fish-off.
Fish-off, that's right. Right now, it's Dubuque Wallert on their feet with a 4-1 score. It's Wallert over Conrad. And there are a minute and a half left in the third period. So Fuller, with a minute and a half, is going to need to try to work some kind of a feet-to-back, see if he can work some kind of a throw. I like Fuller's movement right now. Looks like he's moving maybe just a little bit better than Bradley is. But Bradley, with a front headlock and a snap down, is able to take down Fuller and doesn't want any part of him after he takes him down and cuts him. So that's the score, 6-2. So Fuller does need to go feet to back now because he's trailing by 4 points with a minute to go in this 285-pound match. 285-pounders are out here. We are just moments away from the 106-pounders in Class 3A, and the first 106-pounder is out there. Our first feature match at Class 3A is going to come. I'd like to bring you guys that Logue kid, Carter Logue from Carlisle. He's a junior, 33-12 on his season. He's going up against Jackson Barth. He's a sophomore with a 27-17 record. Also, you got 2-3, Kobe Pritchard against Kyle Biscoglia at 120. That's going to be a pretty good match. Brody Teske going to try to continue his championship dominance at 126. Be a good match to bring you. So we'll bring you all those good matches here. But right now we're watching 285-pounder Ryan Fuller from Conrad on his feet, trailing 6-2 with a half a minute left. So Fuller going to have to try to hit some type of a throw here. He's working in a collar tie right now, just pummeling at the center of the mat. The Wallert kid doing a really good job backing up, and a toss attempt there by Fuller doesn't work, and he gets taken down, but nice stand up there, gets right back out. So the score is 8-3, a 5-point advantage, only 5 ticks left on the clock, and Ryan Fuller will go down to the consolation side. We'll bring you that match here in about an hour, maybe an hour and a half. Ryan Fuller, 285, going down to the consolation side for Conrad.
Hey, we've got, just want to kind of update, I guess.
After, and that was the last, folks, the last match in Class 2A quarterfinals. So we're moving right now into Class 3A quarterfinals. So give us the update.
No, we should be coming right. Yeah, we are going right in there.
Yep.
I just wanted to bring it up here real quick. Joe Millage texted in and wanted to see if we could find Cameron Bimino of Belmont Clemmy. And he is the son of one of the police officers that got killed last year.
Oh, I heard that.
And
yeah.
He won his first round match in a fall of 54 seconds. So we may bring you his match. And Joe said he guided some of the police officers that worked with his dad, and they come out to watch him wrestle. So lots of support for that young man. And he is a senior on the year. So we'll be bringing you Bimino in Class 1A at 285 pounds. And let you know how he is doing as well.
All right. Well, we've got a couple of minutes here before we're going to be getting to a feature Southern Iowa match. So if Beth is ready in the studio, we'll send it back to her in just a little bit. But we'll give you the team score update here real quick as we have got the Class 2A completed.
Well, but Travis Aptel's eating my computer up at the moment. I think we're still pretty good as far as Centerville in fifth. I'd have to pull it up to be exact, but we just really read them. West Liberty was in second. South Tama was leading. New Hampton was third. And Centerville was tied for fifth with Davenport Assumption.
All right. We'll send it back to Beth, and you guys might even be able to catch a little bit of the news. Thanks, folks, for listening. We'll be back after the news.
Horses are like human athletes. They require a superior nutrition program to keep them at the top of their game. Stop by and see the team at Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to pick up a bag of Purina horse feed today.
This is Brent Yeager, store director at your Elbia Hy-Vee. We're proud to support Elbia Athletics and other school events and activities. We know today's youth are tomorrow's leaders. Go Big Blue, and let's bag a victory at your Elbia Hy-Vee.
Do you feel like you've been hit by a ton of bricks? When it comes to filing your tax return, let Boylan Henderson, with locations in both Albia and Oskaloosa, help you with your personal and business tax returns, bookkeeping, or payroll needs. Call Selena, Annie, or Amanda at 932-7567 to see how Boylan Henderson can help you this tax season.
Call the Albia Brewing Company to dine in or carry out pizzas made from scratch. Try the Brew House, Mediterranean White, or the Vegetarian Pizza. Call 932-4085.
Hi, it's Ryan Ammons with United Country Real Estate, and I'm excited to announce we've moved to our new location, 1010 South Clinton Street in Albia, Iowa. We'd be happy for you to stop into our new home and assist you in finding your new home or next farm. We want to encourage all our athletes to do your best, and you'll find success.
Sheraton Valley Electric is committed to providing member customers with safe, reliable, cost-effective, and environmentally responsible electric services. Your Touchstone Energy Co-op values renewable energy sources as important options for meeting our members' energy needs. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call Double D Repair. 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
Contact Wirtjes Concrete for all of your concrete jobs, from a patio to a driveway to a basement. Wirtjes Concrete can help you with all of it. Call Wirtjes Concrete today at 641-799-5586. That's Wirtjes Concrete at 641-799-5586.
Here they go again at Harold Trailer Sales in Indianola with Crazy Curtis, Reckless Rick, and Fiery Pam. Smoking the competition with deals too great to pass up. Be sure to go see them if you're in the market for a new or used camper. It'll be the last place you have to look, with over 100 campers in their smoking hot inventory. Camping season, you love it. Go to Harold Trailer Sales in Indianola on Highway 92, just past the Warren County Fairgrounds. Find out more at haroldtrailersales.com. That's H-E-R-O-L-D, trailersales.com. Harold Trailer Sales, they're behind you all the way.
Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center, located on the southern edge of Albia, provides the community with a professional approach to 24-hour nursing services, with individualized care plans and activity calendar. We offer an activities calendar complete with religious services, arts and crafts, and monthly trips to surrounding counties. It is our goal at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center to match your loved one's interests and needs to provide a complete continuum of quality care. Call us today at 641-932-7105.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
You're everywhere these days. So is your power. Nowadays, some of us take electricity for granted, but no matter where you go, you expect it to follow. And it does. It's there because your electric co-op is here. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
Don't get hit by a ton of bricks this tax season. Let Boylan Henderson help you file your personal or business returns. We offer tax preparation and full-service payroll and bookkeeping services, with offices located in Albia and Oskaloosa. Call Selena, Annie, or Amanda at 932-7567 at Boylan Henderson to see how they can help you.
When you discovered something you truly love, did you start a company so you could share that love with everyone? Well, that's how Green Mountain Grill came about. By the love of grilling on a wood fire, Green Mountain Grills were born. They're now top of the line, best of the best, and not overpriced. And to top all that off, they also believe in providing the best customer service around if you need anything. Get your own Green Mountain Grill at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, and you'll soon see what there is to love about grilling on a wood fire. Bluff Creek Archery, for your Green Mountain Grill and wood pellets.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit.
State Bank, member FDIC, hometown community spirit, hometown community pride.
At Penn Central Mall, life is a little simpler, and that's just fine with us. If you're looking for a friendly hometown atmosphere to shop in, then look no more, because you are our top priority at Penn Central Mall, and the service we provide to you is of utmost importance to us. Stop by our family of stores to notice the difference. You will be glad you came, and so will we. Shop, walk, and enjoy Penn Central Mall.
Here's a special announcement for Motor In Auto Group in Knoxville. All 2017 models, that's right, I said 2017 models must go with deep, and I mean deep, discounts. Like a 2017 Ram 1500 Express, save over $11,000. A 2017 Chevy Cruze RS, a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE, or how about a 2017 Chevy Silverado LT? You save over 10 grand. Motor Import has your 2017 models with deep discounts. Check them out online at motorinautogroup.com or stop in.
State wrestling action on Thunder Country, KIIC.
All right, welcome back. Wells Fargo Arena. High above the mats, high fidelity, 2018 Iowa High School State Wrestling Championships. And Joe, we're working our way here through the 3A quarterfinals.
Absolutely, and we're going to try to save our voices, folks, because this is an 11-hour marathon of wrestling coverage, and we don't want to be out of voice at the end of it. So we're giving Kevin Cochran a little break here, and he's got the headset off and working on his brackets and looking at his computer. I don't know what he's looking at on there, but it doesn't look like it has anything to do with wrestling. All right. But we are high above the mats of high fidelity in the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth, bringing you the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. This is the quarterfinal round for Class 3A, and I want to bring you about number 3021. That was Carter Logue at 120 pounds. And, that's 3179. 3179. He's out there right now on mat number six. Mat number six is Carter Logue.
Got Kobe Pritchard from Southeast Polk down here on mat number eight.
That's right. Carter Logue right now is in the second period, and he has the advantage 4-0 for Carlisle. So Carter Logue from Carlisle, riding hard with a deep waist ride, tries to bar the arm on the right-hand side, and we'll go to the third period for Carter Logue from Carlisle. He's going to take the down position, so he got a takedown to go with a reversal to get his 4 points, and now we're going to have a little bit of, looks like an injury timeout, perhaps.
That's a big match down there at Kobe Pritchard. He's taking on Kyle Viscaglia, and Viscaglia out in front of Pritchard, 9-2.
Well, you keep it with that match. Pritchard, if you guys remember, wrestled last year for Indianola. He's the one-legged wonder. That guy, he very inspirational wrestler.
80 wins to 6 losses in that match, Joe, between Pritchard and Viscaglia.
That's pretty good. Pritchard wrestling this year for Southeast Polk. And he's just an inspiration. He gets around out there really well. Obviously, he's wrestling in the quarterfinals at the state tournament, Class 3A, competing for the Southeast Polk Rams.
Yeah, he's trailing 9-2 as the third period gets underway.
Right now, Carter Logue from Carlisle is busted. He's going to start this period on his feet, and his opponent gets in there on a double leg. It's Logue leading by the score of 4-0. And something that we've seen here in Class 3A, I don't see in 2A very much, but Carter Logue's opponent is wrestling in shorts and a T-shirt instead of a singlet. And we talked about that a little bit. It breaks with tradition. I'm not sure that that is something that I agree or disagree with. It's just different. It breaks with tradition. You know, you got shorts and a T-shirt instead of and it's all one piece. It's not a shorts and a T-shirt.
Yeah,
it's like a T-shirt sewed into the shorts. And that's what Carter Logue is wrestling against here at Class 3, 120 pounds, against Delzell from Burlington. So Delzell's a famous name in Burlington. Now we got Carter Logue. He's on a front headlock. It's third period action. Logue for Carlisle leads, and he's got that front headlock. Going to try to turn it into a cradle. And he does get that turned into a cradle, and he's got a two-point takedown, and he does have control with the cradle. He's got the head and ribs on the outside cradle. Good job there by Delzell from West Burlington trying to get to the outside. and or it is not West Burlington, it's Burlington. And Delzell swims out of that one. So with 30 seconds left in this 120-pound quarterfinal match, Carter Logue from Carlisle is in control of the match, 6-0. How's Pritchard doing for Southeast Polk?
Pritchard, he got an escape to start the third period here, but Biscoglia got a takedown. Biscoglia is out in front 11-3, and Pritchard's kind of showing some frustration right now, Joe. There's 30 seconds left. He trails 11-3. Two high-caliber wrestlers here that met each other in the quarterfinals.
Well, Carter Logue gets whistled for stalling here, but there's only 19 seconds left to go. He could get called for stalling every 5 seconds for the rest of this match and still be all right. There's a stand-up attempt by Delzell, and 10 seconds to go, and Carter Logue is in control of this match. He leads 6-0 for the Carlisle squad.
Yeah, so this match is going to come to an end here. Biscoglia's walkie is going to get the major decision over Kobe Pritchard of Southeast Polk.
Carter Logue advances to the semifinals for Carlisle. We'll bring you that semifinal match this evening. In our evening session, we'll have all the semifinal matches and set up the medal place matches for you in the session before that. So 132-pounders are coming out onto the mat now. I think Brody Teske from Fort Dodge, trying to become a repeat state champ. He is out there about number 3182. He must already pinned his wrestler because I don't see him out there now.
Yeah, I would have to look back here on the results and see what Teske did. Yeah.
Other matches of interest here in Class 3A.
Let's see here.
That Bennett kid from Fort Dodge at 132. Well, of course, we're going to have Joey Mitchell.
Yeah, we're going to have Zach Oldham coming back here on the consolation side. 138 pounds.
Kind of a little bit of a down year for the bigger schools in Southern Iowa. We do have the Fort Madison kids competing, the Steffensmeyer boys. That Harlan Steffensmeyer, he's an absolute beast out there at 152 pounds. He's got 40 wins on his senior campaign.
Brody Teske got a fall over Colby Shriver of Mason City in 341.
341. I figured that was a fall if he was off the mat already. Got Nelson Brands from Iowa City. He's got a tough match. Dallas Center Grimes kid, Zane Mulder. So Brands trying to repeat as a finalist. It's going to be a tough row for him. That might be the match of the day, 3A 160 for Class 3A in the quarterfinals.
Brands and Mulder, 92 wins to 2 losses in that matchup.
Yep. Joey Mitchell will be wrestling at 182 pounds. That'll be here in about 20 minutes. He's got a pretty good opponent there, that Ludwig from EWD. I think that's Epworth. Ludwig Jr., 39-6 on his year. But, you know, Joey Mitchell, 32-5 right now. I like his chances. I think he's got every chance to do very, very well in his quarterfinal match against Ludwig.
Yeah, you know, he came out here yesterday in the opening round, got a big win, got a fall over Braxton Bolden from Cedar Rapids Jefferson. And, I like Joey's chances going into this quarterfinal match.
Yeah, that Ludwig kid from Epworth Western Dubuque, pretty well put together kid, but so is Joey Mitchell. And Joey's got really good style for this type of an environment. Doesn't get too high, not ever going to seem too low.
Records are pretty reflecting with another. Mitchell 31-5 and Ludwig 39-6. So pretty comparable records there between the two.
10-4. A Pekin kid at 164. Blake Underwood. I don't know. Can you decipher that from my friend Doug Greason? I think he needs to get his own set of glasses.
Blake Underwood.
Doug, if you're out there listening right now on 96.7, why don't you resend that text and try to eliminate the hieroglyphics? I don't know what it says. Does that make any sense to you?
Blake Underwood.
I tell you what, this autocorrect, I got a friend in Burlington that sells a type of fertilizer. His name's John O'Neill, and it's got a name. It's called Amidas, A-M-I-D-A-S. And every time he sends me a text on it, he says, you know, you need to make a deal on Adidas. And I was like, no, I'm a Nike guy. I like my Nike shoes, or maybe Twisted X. If I was going to make a sponsorship deal, that's who I would do it with. I don't. How about you, Travis?
If I was going to do what?
Make a sponsorship deal on shoes. What would it be? Justin Boots? I mean...
I don't. I guess I'm not sure. Merrell, maybe? I don't know.
Merrell's, yeah. Hey, we got some sponsors that don't sell shoes, but they sell electricity. Sheridan Valley Electric, providing Southern Iowa with affordable power through the Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Also, it might make you throw up on your shoes if you spend too much time at Albia Brewing Company, but they've got a great product there, and they're proud to sponsor Albia Athletics. After a hard day's work or play, stop into the Albia Brewing Company for a Grandma's Root Beer, burgers, and made-from-scratch pizzas. Albia Brewing Company.
Yeah, I also want to thank Albia Hy-Vee. Get all those last-minute big game supplies at your Albia Hy-Vee. Wings, dips, ribs, meat and cheese trays, they are your game day headquarters. That's the Albia Hy-Vee.
Also, Dan and Pat Johnson, they're proud sponsors of the Albia Athletics and wish the wrestlers good luck this season. We are in the Class 3A quarterfinals awaiting Joey Mitchell at 182 pounds, folks. We're working our way through the 138-pounders, and there are a couple of pretty good matches that have already happened. We saw Brody Teske got a fall. He'll go to the semifinals, having wrestled less than 5 minutes in the entirety of the tournament. A couple of pins for him, helping Fort Dodge move their way up the ladder, up the tournament score. Heavy favorites to win here in Class 3A is the Fort Dodge Dodgers. And we've got probably 20 minutes here before we're going to bring you Joey Mitchell's match from Ottumwa. So we'll send it back to the station. We're not going to send it back there for the full 20 minutes. We'll bring it back here and keep you guys updated regularly. But Coach Kevin Cochran's got a couple comments before we... Yeah, we'll be back for Nelson Brand's match in just a couple minutes. We'll send it back to the studio for right now. Don't go anywhere. We're going to bring you all the live wrestling here on 96.7. Be right back.
Hi, this is Angela Wilson, surgery clinic receptionist with Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. When you need a surgery, you don't want to have to drive all the way out of town and travel just to get it done. We are proud to offer surgery close to home, right in the heart of Albia. With extremely certified and professional staff and high-tech, innovative medical equipment, we get the job done right and provide top-notch post-op care. Stay close to home and have your surgery here at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
This is Brent Yeager, store director at your Albia Hy-Vee. We're proud to support Albia Athletics and other school events and activities. We know today's youth are tomorrow's leaders. Go Big Blue, and let's bag a victory at your Albia Hy-Vee.
Hi, it's Ryan Ammons with United Country Real Estate, and I'm excited to announce we've moved to our new location, 1010 South Clinton Street in Albia, Iowa. We'd be happy for you to stop into our new home and assist you in finding your new home or next farm. We want to encourage all our athletes to do your best, and you'll find success.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us, or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
This is the Pepsi that's got a date with your taste buds. We're talking a two-step with you and two tacos at 2 a.m.
Order number 83. Come on, you're up.
This is the Pepsi that has mastered the art of the late-night munchies and is always down to dig into some deep dish. This is the Pepsi for po' boys, pulled pork sliders, and the godfather of all sandwiches, the Godfather. This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
You've already had one accident. Don't have another by not choosing Copeland Auto Body to take care of your needs and your car's needs. For collision repair, car detailing, windshield installation, wheel alignment, frame straightening, 24-hour towing, new tires, accessory installation, or loaner cars, choose Copeland, the best-kept secret in Southern Iowa. Stephen Holly Copeland will take care of you. Tell the tow truck driver to take you to Copeland. Check out their facility in Hedrick. Copeland Auto Body, skilled, honest, and fair. Take it from us. You'll love them. 653-2140. 653-2140.
At Community First Credit Union, we work hard to make your banking experience the best it can be. With high-tech tools and high-touch service, you can have both. Deposit checks on the go, bank with our mobile app, live chat with us online, anywhere, anytime. Enjoy an easier way to bank at CFirst. Not a member? Applying online has never been easier. Go to c1stcu.com. Come on, try us. Join us, because at CFirst, together is better. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Zapital Spraying Service in Albia for all your custom spraying applications, from herbicides to insecticides and everything in between. Zapital Spraying Service here to feed the soil for optimum growth of your crops and control the weeds and insects that are trying to ruin your bottom line. Give Travis a call to schedule your appointment and see what works best for your fields. 777-5916. That's 777-5916. Zapital Spraying Service in Albia.
You've been thinking about it for years, dreaming about it. Now's the time to lock in savings on your new Morton building. Chad Martin here from Morton Buildings in Sheraton, Iowa. Stop by our construction center or give us a call and receive discounted pricing when you place an order during the month of February. Whether you need more storage or a place to live in, Morton has a building that fits every need. And best of all, Morton stands behind each building with the strongest non-prorated warranty in the industry. Call us at 774-5978 or check out our website at mortonbuildings.com.
Horses are like human athletes. They require a superior nutrition program to keep them at the top of their game. Stop by and see the team at Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to pick up a bag of Purina Horse Feed today.
Do you feel like you've been hit by a ton of bricks? When it comes to filing your tax return, let Boylan Henderson, with locations in both Albia and Oskaloosa, help you with your personal and business tax returns, bookkeeping, or payroll needs. Call Selena, Annie, or Amanda at 932-7567 to see how Boylan Henderson can help you this tax season.
Call the Albia Brewing Company to dine in or carry out pizzas made from scratch. From the Meat Lovers, Buffalo Chicken, or the Margarita Pizza, call 932-4085.
Eastern Iowa Tire in Centerville is proud to support our area wrestlers. Wrestle hard, plant hard with Farm Hard Rewards from Firestone Ag. Right now, get $100 off all eligible radial and bias tires. And don't forget to join Eastern Iowa Tire and Davis County Tire for their Farmer Appreciation Event coming up March 16th in Centerville. Eastern Iowa Tire is new and now expanded to Centerville. And their mechanics will do more than just tires. See them right across the street from your Centerville Hy-Vee.
You're everywhere these days. So is your power. Nowadays, some of us take electricity for granted. But no matter where you go, you expect it to follow. And it does. It's there because your electric co-op is here. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
Here they go again at Harold Trailer Sales in Indianola with Crazy Curtis, Reckless Rick, and Fiery Pam. Smoking the competition with deals too great to pass up. Be sure to go see them if you're in the market for a new or used camper. It'll be the last place you have to look, with over 100 campers in their smoking hot inventory. Camping season, you love it. Go to Harold Trailer Sales in Indianola on Highway 92, just past the Warren County Fairgrounds. Find out more at HaroldTrailerSales.com. That's H-E-R-O-L-D, TrailerSales.com. Harold Trailer Sales, they're behind you all the way.
Bluff Creek Archery, where they can do it. For all your archery needs, they can do it. They have Hoyt bows, fuse accessories, and carry Beeman and Easton arrows. If your bow needs pro shop work done, they can do it. If you want a special order of bow or accessories, they can do it. Want to get some shooting in? They can do it. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where they can do it. They are your go-to shop for everything archery, from youth to adult, and so much more. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. They can do it.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank. Member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.